The new year is a time for many to make resolutions, lose weight, change your look, weather the current recession in style. Fashion designer Isaac Mizrahi has more than a few ideas about that, but he says the best resolution is to love who you are. All the rest will follow. He has more advice in his new book, How to Have Style. He knows how you can look like a fashionista on a bargainista budget and how to stay environmentally friendly. So to conclude our economical series, Mr. Mizrahi joins us from our New York bureau. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I love your show.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a purple sweater.
My favorite color.
Is it your favorite color?
Absolutely.
What are you wearing?
I am wearing a long black skirt and boots an inch higher than I normally wear them because I felt
nice.
I had to dress up for you.
Nice. I have to say, it's funny. It's like there really isn't advice you can give everyone across the boards except wear your heels as high as you possibly can. That is, if you really want to look a little better or a little thinner or a little something or other, you just make your heels as high as you can take them.
Mm. But you say the best way to have style is to accept the way you look and then use, mm-hmm. you know, the clothing and the accessories to enhance that.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you look in the mirror, how do you look in the mirror? I don't know why we are all so quick to kind of look at the worst parts of ourselves in the mirror when we look in there. Mm. It's like, oh, my God, my big stomach or something, you know, as opposed to like, oh, you know, I have a really good neck, right? Or like, oh, I have beautiful ankles. You know, it's like, why don't you work those parts of yourself as opposed to thinking about all those bad parts? You know, I don't know why we're trained to do that.
So I shouldn't try to hide the fact that I have no waist. I should just enhance the fact that I have the best legs in radio.
Exactly. Exactly. I've heard about your great legs, actually.
But tap dancing, nice skating gets them. What if fashion is a completely foreign language, and dare I say, I mean, look, we're in a really bad time right now, and there's people that think fashion is frivolous, particularly the
yes.
way, I mean, the amount of money that's been spent on it, mm-hmm. certainly in the last decade.
Well, I have to say, you know, for me, the whole issue of style isn't so much about money. I believe that most women have too many clothes in their closets, and they don't know what to do with them, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I love is, like, after you've kind of, there are instructions about how to, like, edit your closet. After you've done that, rather than throw things away, is I love the idea of people swap, you know, this thing where they swap things, because your old boots, right, might be someone else's new boots. I don't really encourage people to buy clothes willy-nilly. Having style can equal just organizing things a little bit.
And having confidence in your choices.
Yes, yes. I mean, like, can we talk a minute about Michelle Obama?
Oh, well, please, because I heard that you sketched an inauguration gown for her.
I did. Wouldn't it be incredible if she called? But that's another situation. No, I look at her, and she's quickly becoming, you know, this incredible style icon. And I think it's because she is so, seemingly anyway, confident. She knows how to take a room when she walks in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at her, she doesn't have a perfect proportion. You know, she's got hips on her, you know, but she doesn't seem to, like, apologize for them. They're right there. She wears, like, a tight dress, and she looks amazing to me. And that's because of the confidence.
How do you think we can improve our style with less money? I mean, I know we can buy, say, a cheaper accessory, but mm-hmm. on the other hand, you don't want it to look like you bought a cheaper accessory.
No, no. I mean, I have to tell you, in these times of strife, financial strife, it's not about spending less on something. It's about getting value for your dollar. And somehow we know how to do that when it comes to grocery shopping, but we don't necessarily know how to do that when we go shopping for clothes. And I say, get deeper into your instincts, you know, like trust your instincts. Like, here's a beautiful purple sweater. It's expensive, but if I buy this, it'll make me really happy and I'll want to wear it.
I love what you say at the end, though. No matter what you've chosen to wear, the best thing you can do for yourself is to have fun getting ready.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, if I could do anything with this book, it would be to change the perception of the way people think about. I mean, if you wake up in the morning and you go like, oh, no, now what, right? I mean, that's just a bad place to start. If you wake up in the morning and think, oh, right, those shoes, I can't wait, you know? And it starts with something. It starts with a scarf or a shoe or something you're really excited about.
Fashion designer Isaac Mizrahi's new book is called How to Have Style, and he joined us from our New York bureau. Thank you. Happy New Year.
You too.